Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
We have been asking you to send us your Halloween horror stories. Now, whether that's a party, as an adult, or even a child, maybe, at school. Because there was always the little cups of candy corn and a cupcake, you know, when the room moms would bring something by when you're in your clown outfit or princess or whatever, queen, whatever it was. Anyway, Brian, read yours on the air. You qualify for the grand prize. It's a $500 gift card from Stein Novels, along with a pair of tickets to see TSO at the Fiserv Forum. That's coming up on December 13th. Or all 30th, right. Excuse me.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. When I was a trick-or-treater, my friend moved to the Brookfield area, excited to get what I thought at the time were real good-sized candies, turned into a horror story. We went trick-or-treating all through her neighborhood, and when we returned to the house, I emptied my bag and was filled with slimy egg.
When did that show up?
Apparently, one of the houses gave me two raw eggs, and I didn't notice till the end.
Wow,
I'll never the
forget
70s. This bad trick. That's like, it's not razor blades.
You're right.
Throwing eggs in there.
It is trick or treat.
Yeah, how do you not notice? Usually, seems like the trick or treaters are usually looking fairly intently on what's going into the.
And then they look back up at you if they're not happy with it. Like, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. Get out of here.
The trick lobby has really failed over time. Okay.
As a high school freshman, my next-door neighbor, who was 2 years older than me, told me to get in his car. He had a big bag of hard candy.
Oh, I don't like this.
2 years younger, so that's seventh grade. Freshman and seventh grader. Get into my car.
What's he doing driving? Already?
What's he doing driving? Or is he just a passenger?
Freshman, 2 years older, junior.
Well, the author was a freshman.
Yeah.
Oh, and the junior. Okay.
I sense trick.
As we drove around town, he asked me to roll my window down, and he did the same. He said if we saw anyone too old to be trick or treating, I was to whip the hard candy at them.
That's cool.
I wasn't into it, but he was a madman throwing candy at older kids' heads. I half-heartedly threw it, not hitting anyone. He got mad at me and made me get out of the car. I gladly complied and started to walk home, only to get pegged by him a block later with a root beer barrel.
What prison is he in now?
Hey, man, go and whip hard candies at people. You're going to do it, too.
Oh, my God.
Notice he didn't have any of his friends along with him. He had to get the neighbor.
And he had to force some other.
Yeah,
right.
He's a psychopath.
School loner.
Yep.
My fiance is a big, is a go big or go home sort. Last year, we were asked to join some friends at a Halloween costume party being held at a lovely timeless resort in Delavan. He opted to purchase the most realistic Trump outfit money could buy, complete with full mask and a decent quality navy blue suit. I, in turn, ordered a Hillary. The party was to be held in a large ballroom adjacent to a comfy bar. Since we were quite early, we found our way to a couple of the few empty bar stools. Okay, found our way to a few of the empty bar stools in the joint. Most of the other patrons were there for the party as well and in costume. We ordered cocktails, and I excused myself to visit the ladies' room. Upon returning, I caught sight of my Donald at the jukebox. I swept up behind him and gave him a quick reach around, whispering in his left ear, play Misty for me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, it's a costume
I know.
Party.
I know.
He swiftly turned and said, excuse me? In an unrecognizable voice.
Yeah.
It was right then I realized I had petted the wrong president of the United States and said sheepishly, sorry, wrong Trump stump. I found my fiance sitting right where I had left him.
Oh.
Wouldn't you check?
Oh, I don't know. You're just in the moment.
Just check.
You're in the moment. Like, you saw him. You ran over. Hey.
She will now.
No.
Well, if she had checked, she wouldn't have written.
Right. Yeah. And it could have been way worse. That's a little embarrassing.
Right.
Yeah.
The houses in our neighborhood are spread out on large lots with long driveways. About 15 years ago, our young children found it difficult to visit more than a dozen houses in the 3 hours allotted for trick-or-treating. Many of us dads would load kids on trailers behind our lawn tractors and drink and drive them around the neighborhood.
That's
That was going
not
on
unusual.
In my neighborhood for a while. The tractor and the trailer and the kids.
Yep.
One neighbor who was very particular about his lawn lived down a steep 40-foot slope at the bottom of a ravine. A few cocktails in, I was racing another dad toward that house.
Of course you were.
Yep.
Men, engines, cocktails.
Pulling a trailer loaded with half a dozen 5 to 7-year-old boys and girls, all dressed in their finest costumes.
Wow.
Wanting to get my batch of kids to the door first, I headed for the hill and let my friend make the longer trip to the driveway. As I started down, the dewy grass relieved me of all steering and traction, and the tractor, trailer, and all the screaming passengers went sliding sideways down the hill. We hit a ditch at the bottom, and the tractor, trailer, and all its screaming passengers were dumped violently to the ground. Crying children, costumes, and candy were scattered all over the wet grass. The homeowner came rushing out, helped gather the children, and right the tractor. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. And to calm them down, he gave the children extra candy to replace what I had caused them to lose before sending us on our way. As I was returning to my tractor, he put his hand on my shoulder, looked up at the 3 long stripes of torn grass on the hill.
Oh, no.
Said the last words he ever spoke to me, "Next time, use the driveway."
Mm-hmm. What a gracious Halloween.
Pretty measured.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding. But they were the last words he ever spoke to him.
He didn't talk.
Right. Measured, but last.
Yeah. It was Halloween during my freshman year of college at Oshkosh, and like most freshmen, I was living in the dorms. I had been warned by a family friend who had gone to Oshkosh previously that the cops would be out in force trying to crack down on all the drinking that went on around campus. He told me to be safe and stay out of trouble. I decided not to heed his warnings because I didn't want to miss out on the fun.
FOMO.
I began my night by pre-gaming with a group of friends in one of the dorm rooms. As usual, we pre-gamed a little too hard. After finishing off a half liter of vodka on an empty stomach, the last thing I remember was cheering my friends as we did another round of shots. The next thing I know, I am coming out of my blackout, and I am on the porch of my dorm talking to 2 police officers.
Talking, you say? Slurring something unintelligent?
I didn't remember how I got there, so I had to drunkenly ask them what I was doing there. They informed me I was trying to get into the locked back door of the dorm without my keys. They informed me that I had performed a breathalyzer test and blew a .25, and I was going to be receiving an underage drinking ticket.
And a stomach pump.
Mm. The real irony was that the Halloween costume I had chosen was that of a prisoner outfit.
Right.
So I had the pleasure of guiltily standing there talking to 2 police officers.
Pre-dressed.
While dressed as a prisoner. I haven't gone out drinking on Halloween since then.
Well, that's a lesson learned.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good for him.
He learned the lesson.
Yeah.
Hey,
kids,
beer.
Got his ticket.
I wonder if it was the striped prisoner thing.
Right.
Or
like
the
denim thing. Probably the stripes is more of a costume.
It is. That's a better. Denim, you're just going, what's that?
Right. You could be anything.
No, stripes
are. Numbers over your pocket.
Stripes
maybe.
Are one thing.
Yeah.
Hamburglar.
Probably made them easier
chain.
To see, too.
Yeah.
There's 2 things, actually. Hamburglar or prisoner.
Don't say Hamburglar.
Hopefully he was in, the holding tank in jail, Justice.
They dress you already?
Black Halloween. And white stripes. All right, here we go. Way back in the day, there was a house on our block that never had their light on for Halloween.
It's a message. It's a message.
Right. Doesn't that mean don't come here? We're not handing out candy. Yep. I thought that was the universal. If your light's off on Halloween, move on.
That's how you know.
Yeah, move on.
Being naughty kids, we would leave rotten apples or whatever else we could find on their doorstep for not handing out treats. One year they had their light on. We had to go to their house and trick or treat. An older lady opened the door with a pan of pennies on it. She said, "Take as many as you want."
Wow.
Take as many pennies.
A pan of pennies.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to pick up pennies.
I've never
seen
that.
Flat.
Yeah.
Not a bowl. They're on a pan. You'd be there picking them up one at a time.
We reached in with excitement to grab a handful, only to find that the pennies were scalding hot.
What?
And had been baked in the oven.
What?
What is what?
The rest of the night with our hands on ice.
She burned the neighborhood children?
That's assault.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
Yep.
It must have been the 60s when you could get away with that.
Or 70s.
Wow.
Well, that's batch one.
Holy cow.